With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Pesticide drift ruins farms. A family farm in Iowa just lost $74,000 thanks to agricultural chemical trespassing known as drift, according to a recent Associated Press story. Andrew and Melissa Dunham lost their U.S. Department of Agriculture organic certification and the profits that go along with it for 3 full years because a neighbor sprayed a non-organic pesticide on his crop. Some of the pesticide drifted onto Dunham's formerly organic asparagus. The problem of drift could worsen if Environmental Protection Agency approves Dow AgroScience's new weed killer Enlist Duo, which contains 2,4-D in glyphosate. This new product is intended to blanket fields of genetically engineered corn and soybeans, the most widely planted crops in the U.S. Dow AgroScience claims that if the new Enlist Duo formulation is sprayed with certain equipment under specific weather conditions as directed, it could drift up to 200 feet. But the EPA has said that older formulations of 2,4-D has been known to drift more than 1,000 feet. Whatever the case, it's not fair to expect farmers striving to grow their crops without 2,4-D to shoulder the burden of drift. Walking or cycling to work improves well-being. Walking or cycling to work is better for people's mental health than driving to work, according to new research by health economists at the University of East Anglia and Center for Diet and Activity Research. The report reveals that people who stopped driving and started walking or cycling to work felt better able to concentrate and were less under strain than if they traveled by car. These benefits come on top of the physical health benefits of walking and cycling that are already widely documented. Experts also found traveling on public transport is better for people's psychological well-being than driving. The research team studied 18 years of data and almost 18,000 18 to 65-year-old commuters in Britain. More Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. New drug blocks gene-driving cancer growth. When active, the protein called RAL can drive tumor growth and metastasis in several human cancers, including pancreatic, prostate, lung, colon, and bladder. A study published in the journal Nature uses a novel approach to target the activation of these RAL proteins. When you want to keep an alligator from biting you, you can tie his mouth shut. We took another approach. We put a stick in its mouth to hold it open, says Dan Theodorescu, the study's senior author. The study used sophisticated computer models to examine the structure of the RAL protein in its inactive form, looking specifically for changes in this structure as the protein became active. It turns out that inactive RAL has a cavity that disappears when the protein becomes active. This was the mouth, and now Theodorescu needed the stick. The search for the stick required using a computer to dock 500,000 compounds in this cavity, which resulted in 88 candidate molecules that might bind to inactive RAL and prevent its activation. Further testing evaluated the compound's ability to slow the growth of human cancer cells. One molecule, RBC8, proved most successful. The team then synthesized derivatives of RBC8 for comparison, finding that a compound they labeled BQU57 was quite effective. Next, tests moved to human lung cancer cell models in mice, with the major question being whether cells in an animal model would take up BQU57 in a way that allowed the compound to eventually be a potential drug in cancer patients. In other words, would what worked in a dish also work in an animal? Sure enough, hours after dosing, BQU57 entered tumor tissue. Not only had it entered tumor tissue, but the drug slowed the growth of these tumors. Analysis showed that BQU57 had stopped the activation of RAL in treated tumors. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Check out our website at superhumanradio.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, all the way from Israel, Dr. Ilya Stambler will join us to talk about his new book, A History of Life Extensionism in the 20th Century. Then, during the second hour, Brooks Kubik is joining us to talk about his new book. It's a nutrition book, folks. It's not a training book. And it's got some surprising angles, so you want to listen to that during the second hour. But right now, let's get started with Dr. Stambler. How you doing, Dr. Stambler?
Thanks. Nice to be there.
Thank you. Okay, so we all think that the pursuit of life extension and longevity is relatively new to those of us who grew up in what we consider the baby boomers. But it's not that way, is it?
Yes, sure. Of course, the pursuit of life extension is as old as our civilization. It probably goes back to the Egyptians, but it is also new. In a sense, the scientific pursuit of it is relatively new. It started about the end of the 19th century with the development of the scientific method, mainly in Europe, in France and Germany. So it's both old and new.
So if we look back historically to some past civilizations, like the Egyptians, for instance, what did they do? What did they believe would promote life extensionism?
Oh, there were all kinds of recipes with the Egyptians. Some thought that the crocodile dung promoted life extension, and there was a certain plant called the hemayat fruit, which is also supposed to revert a human being to youth. But we don't know how well those treatments worked, but at least the pursuit was there. Thankfully, there is also the scientific method that that allows us to test more precisely whether a particular treatment works or not, and that started about 100 years ago. That's the topic of my book.
And so 100 years ago, we really started to actually have an effect on human lifespan, correct?
Yeah, that's true. First of all, the main effect since that period was from hygienic interventions, from improved nutrition, sanitation.
Right.
So that jumped the human life expectancy from about, let's talk about the U.S., from about 50 at the end of the 19th century to about 80 now. That's a huge improvement. But most of it took place in the first half of the 20th century thanks to the sanitation. But now a very interesting trend takes place, namely that half of it is thanks to sanitation, but half of it thanks to development of science, thanks to it, thanks to development of actual medicine, not just sanitation.
But now,
important trend which will continue.
When we talk about life extension in the context of the impact that hygiene and sanitation has had on it, one of my frustrations is that they say a lot of times politicians in the United States will say the reason that we have so much chronic disease is because people are living longer. But I don't see the truth in this, because I can go into very old cemeteries and look at tombstones and see people who were born in the 1800s that lived into the 7th, 8th, and 9th decade of their lives. So when we talk about living longer, we're talking about more people experiencing the expected lifespan instead of dying young due to accidents or infections that we had no answers for. They were living what we would expect the human lifespan to be. But we're not living longer today unless you can show me a 200-year-old person, because there have been people living to 80, 90, 100 years old for hundreds of years now.
That's true. Definitely, there are certain records of human lifespan at about 120, which is, by the way, also about the time a person is supposed to go in Judaism, 120. More and more people are beginning to reach this stage. We see the number of centenarians growing everywhere, and quite rapidly, some say even exponentially. So more and more people are getting to extended lifespans and to good health while doing this. But on the other hand, there is no predetermined limit to our lifespan. There is nothing set in stone. There is no law of nature that says that the person has to die at 120. Let's hope a lot of people get to 120, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Is there any evidence of the longest lived human that we know that this is accurate? It's not the result of having an incorrect birth date or poor record keeping. Do we know how old the longest lived human being has been in the past?
The most well-known certified case of longevity is, of course, Jean Calment from France, who died at about 122 years. And that's the well-certified case. Of course, there were reports about people living to 150 and 120 and 180, mainly from the Caucasus area in Soviet Georgia, and from places like the Himalayas, like Hunza and
the Hunza.
Pakistan.
Yeah, I was going to say the Hunza. They and now see, but we don't know for sure with the Hunza, because we don't know if the record keeping was good. But we know that the Hunza claimed that there's numerous people that live to be 150, and they're not, maybe not today. Maybe things are changing today, but there were.
Yeah, the records are very bad there, so there's no trust in this kind of data. But at least we know for sure that people can live to 122, or that we can all aspire to. But for places like the Hunza and the Vilcabamba, there is no trust in at least on the part of the scientific community in this kind of record.
So when we look forward to the things that have had the greatest achievement, you look today to science and what we're discovering in scientific realms as far as having an impact on longevity, correct?
Yeah.
Is there any one? Is there any one theory that seems to have the best benefit? I know we've had Aubrey de Grey on this show. He's written the mitochondrial theory of aging. There's lots of different theories of aging out there. Is there anything that seems to be providing the greatest information of on longevity right now?
Let me tell you, there have been about 200 different theories of aging, and not many people live very much longer because of those theories. But it's a work in progress, you know. There are all kinds of directions. Sense is definitely one of them. There are other kinds of directions, like regenerative medicine and genetics personalized medicine. There's a fight on all the fronts, so we don't actually know what will work best. But we'll have to research broader. We have to expand our net, so to say.
Okay.
Something will work out. If we set this goal of extended longevity, something will work. But we don't know yet for sure what.
Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I've got lots more questions. We're talking with Dr. Ilya Stambler. His book is at superhumanradio.com, A History of Life Extensionism. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Ilya Stambler about the history of life extensionism. You know, a lot of us think that this generation is the one that has been searching for ways to live longer. But let's face it, it's part of the genetic makeup of every species to survive. It's job one. Job two is to procreate. And so it doesn't surprise me that past generations have also been interested in ways of living longer. Dr. Stambler, the other thing that needs to be discussed when we talk about life extension in today's context is its impact on society. The U.S. government funded a research project in 2008 that was spearheaded by the National Intelligence Council here in the United States to look at what they call disruptive civil technologies, six technologies with the potential impact on the U.S. interests by 2025. And these civil technologies were rated against four standards. If they affected the U.S. geopolitically, militarily, economically, or through social cohesion. The number one disruptive technology, as seen by the American government, is biogeric technology, the science of living longer. Now, they didn't put this in the context of this is a bad thing, but one need only apply critical thinking skills to look at the challenges, the economic challenges of this country and other countries as well. The elderly tend to cost more to care for, which is a very new situation. Through history, the elderly have not been part of the sick phenotype. They have been relatively active, but today it's different. But also, every time someone dies, there's a transference of money. Money is left to other people. People make purchases, and that money goes back into circulation. So I can't help but think that one of the reasons that the American government sees biogeric technology as a disruptive civil technology, disruptive meaning something negative, not positive, is because it's not a good thing if people live longer. Do we know what the impact of living longer would actually be on society, on the economy, on the population?
No, we don't, but we have to find out. If we want our society to survive, we have to raise these kind of questions. We have to discuss them broadly on the governmental level, on the social level, on the grassroots level, everywhere. And there could be all kinds of scenarios for that. First of all, living longer, not good for whom? Certainly for people themselves, it's the best thing that could happen to them,
right.
Especially in good health. It's probably not so good for pension funds that will bankrupt them. But then again, we have to think of implications. How do we adjust the pension funds? How do we adjust the employment framework? We'll have to think about all this. Certainly, it will have a huge impact on society, but we'll have to plan ahead. We'll have to plan ahead. We should know that this is coming, and we should plan ahead.
Recently, it was posted on my Facebook wall, and I reshared this, that the U.S. is now on one of the shortest lives. We have the lowest life expectancy of all developed nations. So do you see life longevity and life extensionism being derailed by corporate interests in selling drugs and foods that we are not designed to consume?
I wouldn't go into precise medical questions. What people should eat and what we should take. But certainly there are many causes for extended or decreased life expectancies in different countries. In some countries, indeed, that don't have so expensive and well developed healthcare system as the United States, they live longer. Like in Cuba, people live longer than the United States.
Yeah.
We don't know. Indeed, over medication is a big problem. About I think it's the fourth or fifth major cause of death, the iatrogenic death, namely death caused by medical treatments as such. But there are a lot of other factors. Lifestyle, and in some cases medicine does help, in some cases it shortens our life, so this is a very complex issue. I wouldn't say that that's because of that, but that's certainly one of the causes.
I want to reiterate something that you just said, because it's important that people understand this. I mean, from an epidemiological standpoint, if someone was doing an epidemiological study and they looked at nations and they looked at those who have access, the greatest access to healthcare and pharmaceutical alternatives and therapeutic surgeries and all this sort of stuff, and nations that don't have access to those things. And then you also look at these nations and overlay the fact that in the nations where they have the greatest access to healthcare, therapies and pharmaceuticals, they have shorter lifespans and a greater number of deaths due to these healthcare procedures. And in the nations where they don't have access to it, as you point out in Cuba, they live longer. From an epidemiological standpoint, that's a reason to do more research, isn't it?
Yeah, right. But also, we shouldn't discard the achievements of medicine. Certainly, thanks to medicine, to things like antibiotics and vaccines, people do live longer everywhere, also in places like Cuba. But, you know, there's a nice example from 17th century, you know, this king called Louis the 15th, you know, there was a great vogue to let blood at those times.
Right.
And he refused to do this, and this saved his life. But when he was close to dying, he refused vaccination, and that killed him eventually. So, you know, caution against medical advancements can both kill and prolong your life. So, once again, research and just to see what works and what doesn't. So, certainly there are certified benefits to medical science, but there are also a lot of risks involved, a lot of killings due to medical intervention.
And today, there was a company that went and did a survey and asked people who were 60 and 70 years old if they would want to live to be 100, and a shocking majority said no. And the underlying reason was that today, aging begets a sick phenotype. So these people felt like, I'm miserable, I'm unhappy. Why would I want to live to be 100, an extra, you know, 30, 40 years of misery? Because today, ill health is the standard. Do we see this sick phenotype historically 300 years ago, 200 years, when we started to record the history of the desire for longevity? Were elderly people seen as feeble, drains on society, or were they contributors? Were they active, and were they not sick like they are today?
First of all, I wouldn't idealize the past, not at all. You know, a lot of people simply didn't live to old age. They couldn't become a burden because they just simply died at 50. So, of course, they were active and worked at the farm until they were 50, but no longer. And that's actually an evolutionary mechanism. You know, evolution, you know, the cruel nature, they just want people to reproduce and then be gone. In a civil society, the situation is a bit different. So more people live to longer ages, and also have some disease. But the ideal situation is that we can see in centenarians and people like Jean Calment, and also in super centenarians. Actually, this is a very strange breed of people. You call them superhuman or not. These people not just live to very long age, to 100 and more, they actually keep their faculties throughout their lifespan. So if you talk with such people when they're 100, they're completely lucid, they're active, they're interested in life. So that's the situation we should aspire for.
Yes, but it takes work. That's part of the problem. It takes activity and it takes work, in my humble opinion, to live longer and be healthier. And that's something that the population seems to be opposed to at this point in time. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to take one quick commercial break, Dr. Stubble, and we'll be right back. We're talking more with Dr. Ilya Stambler. We're talking about his book, The History of Life Extensionism. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride,
other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Later in the show, the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik, joins us for his first ever nutrition book. You know, he is the author of all of the dinosaur training books, and he has finally come forth with a book on nutrition for the athlete, for the performance-enhanced individual. So that's at the top of the next hour. Right now we're talking with Dr. Ilya Stambler about his book, The History of Life Extensionism. It's at superhumanradio.com if you want to get a copy of it. It's really, in my humble opinion, it's the first book that really puts all of this information in one place. So, are there any links that you discovered when writing the book, Dr. Stambler, that seem to elucidate any common traits between life extension and maybe ideological beliefs or socioeconomic conditions?
Yeah, for sure. But first of all, I would like to refer to what you said before the break. I think it is very true. We have to work to get life extension. You know, if somebody gave us free immortality pills, wouldn't that be great? But actually, we have to do something to achieve life extension. I don't know, not sure exactly what kind of work. Obviously, work on ourselves, on our healthy lifestyle, but also work that technologies, effective and safe life extension technologies will emerge quicker and be more accessible to all. Even if people are not scientists, if they're just, you know, grassroots activists, they can be very valuable. And my book is indeed about that, about our common effort to do something to achieve life extension, and not just wait until we are fed it from a silver spoon. And ideology plays a huge role. Certainly people who are motivated for this kind of pursuit, they are apt to achieve more, rather than people who just let it flow and actually, as you mentioned earlier, just don't want to live more than what they think is their allotted time span. Motivation is certainly part of the deal. Yes, please.
Does religion or the belief, the faith that in religion have any effect on longevity?
Well, there have been studies that religious people tend to live longer and also lead a more regular, let's call it, wholesome lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
For sure. And but on the other hand, there are certain arguments that religion is adverse to the pursuit of radical life extension, as it seeks happiness in the afterworld. I think life extension can be adjusted to any ideology. And so, with certain caveats, with certain nuances, but life extension can be pursued by a religious person and by not a religious person, because it's, as I said, it's a common human trait. It's a common drive for survival. So certainly religion plays a part, but it's not unambiguous.
Okay. How about socioeconomic conditions? One would think that those that are in the socioeconomically underserved parts of the world tend to have shorter lifespans, and those, you know, with money and they can afford the care and the good food and the massage every week and all the other good things, they would live longer. Any fact to that?
Yeah, statistically speaking, life expectancy correlates perfectly with economic conditions, with personal wealth. But once again, it's not so clear cut. We shouldn't make hasty conclusions. And my book shows that actually luxurious lifestyles, excesses, they actually tend to shorten people's lives. And also, where it's too much on offer, people just tend to overheat. So that's another factor that can shorten lifespan. And in this sense, let's call them a simpler society, or people with less means are at kind of a disadvantage, advantage. So it's not clear cut. It's a double-edged sword.
It makes sense, because there are people out there who believe that success means now they can participate in every single radical high-risk behavior, drinking too much, eating too much, risky behavior that we know shortens the life. But then there are those who will use money as money is a tool, right? It's like a gun. You can kill your child or you can kill the enemy. It depends on how you apply it. So just having money doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to live longer. It's what you do with the money that would determine that, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I think the best use of our money is to invest it in life extension. Not just in our personal, but in general research for life extension. Because obviously, it seems obvious to me that it's probably the best thing we can do to prolong human life, prolong human health.
We did a show just recently, and I'm trying to find it. Isn't it funny? We did a show just recently. Elite athletes live longer than the general population, with Dr. Alejandro Lucia. And did you look at subsets of populations to see, oh, well, people that have these habits as traits, they live longer, like athletes and so on?
Well, also a hugely complex issue about the athletes specifically. I believe that moderation is key to everything, and that's also what I find in most of the texts that I studied. So actually, overwork may shorten life. So we have to know our measures, and in many cases we don't. So there are also studies that athletes actually live shorter. There are studies that there are no statistical significant differences. So We have to know our measures. We have to know, obviously, physical exercise is very beneficial for life extension, but we have to know our measures because overwork, obviously, can shorten our life. And in this sense, also any demographic segment can have both benefits and detriments for life extension. Once again, we have to study all the factors very carefully.
See, and this is interesting. So it comes back to the same thing we were just talking about, access to money. So you can take exercise and you can drive yourself into the ground and shorten your life, or you can take exercise and use it in a more as a hormetic to increase lifespan. And I have a funny feeling that finding a prescription for that is not going to be easy, because I have a funny feeling that it's very individual. What shortens one person's lifespan may lengthen another, and vice versa.
Exactly. So that's why wholesale supplementation doesn't work very well, because for one person, one dosage is required, for another it's different. We have to know very carefully the exact deficiencies for each organism, the exact thresholds, because, as you said, hormetic effects can very quickly become overstimulating. So instead of prolonging life, you end up shortening it. So all this requires research. All this requires quantitative evaluation. That's why I strongly believe in the benefits of quantified health approach. We have to have some quantitative measures to assess what lifestyle is good for us. But as long as we don't, at least we should trust our feelings. We shouldn't drive ourselves too much. We have to act in moderation.
And we're going to take a break, but I'm going to take this opportunity to shamelessly promote a product, as you were talking about wholesale supplementation. Vitamin D is a fat-soluble hormone that is all the rage right now, but for one person, what low levels may be adequate levels for someone else. And that's why things like blood work must be done when you supplement with things that work. If you are using a vitamin D supplement today, you should be getting blood work done to make sure that you are falling into a healthy range, not too high, not too low. There is an area under the curve that seems to benefit people. And the best vitamin D supplement in the world is the one that is designed to deliver vitamin D the way nature intended, through the skin, and that's Primal D. You can get a bottle of Primal D at primal-d.com, and it is a topically applied spray vitamin D, one application a day, one application every other day, along with blood work, should get you where you want to be. So check it out, primal-d.com. Vitamin D, the way nature intended. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. We'll find out what Dr. Stambler is doing abroad these days as it relates to life extension. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl.
Welcome back.
That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal.
So we're talking right now with Dr. Ilya Stambler about his book, The History of Life Extensionism. So, Dr. Stambler, what's going on abroad in other countries? What are you working on? What other areas of interest are you involved in right now?
Well, of course, my main interest is my own research on the history of life extension. But my goal in life, let me be frank with you, my goal is that more people do more research on this. And that's why I think that advocacy is important. We see that actual changes in funding policy and governmental policy have been produced by people's advocacy, and that's what I'm trying to promote here in Israel and abroad. I'm trying to encourage people to do more research and lobby for life extension research in their countries. Here in Israel, a couple of months ago, we organized a large national conference entitled Pathways to Health and Longevity, which raised quite serious public interest. And following this conference, there are also some governmental increase in funding for life extension research. There was a funded program by the Ministry of Science called Infrastructure for innovation for the elderly, and basically it includes both biological medical research and technology for the elderly, and it's an important achievement, a step in the right direction, but of course it's not enough, and I hope more efforts of this kind and more developments of this kind take place in Israel and everywhere.
Yeah, and so obviously there is a group of scientists that are interested in the discussion of life extension. But within the medical orthodoxy, where they're just busy treating chronic disease and putting out the day-to-day fires of humanity, do you find that they're receptive to this discussion, or do they feel like the elderly people that were in that survey, hey, you know what, life is miserable, who wants to live longer?
Right. But, you know, you can understand them. They work with the technologies that they have. And with this kind of technologies, they won't be able to extend human lifespan for very long. What I'm advocating is actually the development of those technologies. I'm advocating for the emerging technologies. Of course, healthy lifestyles is hugely important. But if you want to extend our lifespan significantly, we have to invest in medical technologies. And let's see what they say after these technologies emerge. I'm sure they'll say it's completely normal, you know, to rejuvenate a thymus that was recently achieved, to print out an organ and then replace it. It's something that we take for granted. But the technology is not there yet. Hopefully it will be there soon enough, and we have to help it along.
Is longevity in your genes? Do you have grandparents that lived into the 7th, 8th, and 9th decade of their lives?
Some of them did, some of them didn't. Some of my grandparents died at 68, and others lived until 85. But once again, I don't believe it's written in stone, because genetics is important, but epigenetics, the regulation, yes, of genes is even more important. The environment is even more important. I love this example, you know, people from Okinawa who are noted for their longevity, but they live in a particular environment. When you take, yes, those people and place them in a different environment, when they start consuming junk food, from the healthiest people, they become the most diseased people, you know. So environment, genes are important, but environment is also important.
Well, and it's funny that you say that, because recently I've been saying on this show over and over again, because I want people to understand this. A lot of times we look at things and the genetic model says, oh, well, your parents had this, so you'll have this. And they say it's exclusively genetic. And I say, no, I say, you not only inherit your genetics from your parents, but you inherit your lifestyle from your parents. That is the epigenetic component that you inherit. And the epigenetic component is the one you can change. And if you change the epigenetic component, you can change your outcome. It's not all about genes. You're not a hostage to your genes. We've seen this in numerous well-done twin studies where they've taken twins who've lived very different lifestyles, who both had a genetic predisposition to a disease, and one gets the disease and one doesn't. That's proof enough for me that epigenetics plays a much larger role in your outcome.
Right.
So anyway, what are you doing now? Are you traveling around and speaking about your book?
Not about my book, but yes, I'm traveling. We recently organized a symposium at the International Conference on Aging in Hyderabad in India, and in a month I'll be going to China, to Beijing, and everywhere we're trying to build corporations to promote life extension research, to promote healthy longevity. I think it's important. Yes, please.
Good. No, I'm sorry. Good. It's important, but what?
It's important, but not just at the professional level. It's important to have the support at the grassroots level, at the public level, because, you know, politicians won't budge unless the pressure from beneath.
Have you spoken to Aubrey de Grey?
Yes, actually, he was a reviewer of my dissertation on which my book was based, and he thinks quite highly about this research.
Isn't it funny? He's been on the show a couple times. He's a really, really good guy, but he doesn't believe in exercise because he says that activity and exercise just puts out more free radicals and causes more oxidative stress from mitochondria function. And if anything, the research is starting to show that activity is the single greatest contributor, or inactivity is the single greatest contributor to all-cause mortality, even to a greater degree than heart disease now. So,
but once again, we have to know our thresholds. At some threshold, yes, oxidative stress can be life-shortening. At some level, it can be life-prolonging. We have to study it. But I believe that it does have some benefits, if not for general lifespan, at least for the quality of life. And I do believe in supporting healthy lifestyle, because it simply helps us, improves our chances to live until the life extension technologies will hopefully arrive. That's, by the way, a major motivation for people to lead a healthy lifespan, because, agree that it would be a shame to die about 2 years before the
discovery,
the radical rejuvenative therapy emerges.
I know, and that's the whole premise behind Oh, I can't think of his name now. Fantastic Journey, I think the name of the book is. It was written.
Ray Kurzweil, yeah.
Yes. Right, Ray Kurzweil's book. You know, you just have to last long enough till these breakthroughs come. What about A4M? Do you work with the anti-aging group here in the United States, A4M, and abroad? They have presence now all over the globe, from what I understand. Dr. Bob Goldman and them?
No, I don't. And generally, I'll be frank with you, I'm not particularly involved with commercial applications and with practical applications. I advocate for research because we have to know before we can apply something in practice. I personally define myself as as progressive in research and conservative in practice. So I'll think 10 times before I apply anything on my own body. I mean, I exercise, I try to eat healthy, but I'll think 10 times before I apply some novel therapy on myself. But we have to research. We have to know for sure what the thresholds are, what therapists can work, what can't. So that's what I promote.
Very good. Listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
I think this is great work you're doing. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
And you can get the book at superhumanradio.com. The book is A History of Life Extensionism. It's a great book. It puts everything you need to know about life extension in the 20th century and before, the history of where it started. If you have an interest in this, it's a great book. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have Brooks Cubic join us to talk about his new book. Brooks is going to be talking about something that Brooks doesn't usually talk about, and that's nutrition. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Pesticide drift ruins farms. A family farm in Iowa just lost $74,000 thanks to agricultural chemical trespassing known as drift, according to a recent Associated Press story. Andrew and Melissa Dunham lost their U.S. Department of Agriculture organic certification and the profits that go along with it for 3 full years because a neighbor sprayed a non-organic pesticide on his crop. Some of the pesticide drifted onto Dunham's formerly organic asparagus. The problem of drift could worsen if Environmental Protection Agency approves Dow AgroScience's new weed killer Enlist Duo, which contains 2,4-D in glyphosate. This new product is intended to blanket fields of genetically engineered corn and soybeans, the most widely planted crops in the U.S. Dow AgroScience claims that if the new Enlist Duo formulation is sprayed with certain equipment under specific weather conditions as directed, it could drift up to 200 feet. But the EPA has said that older formulations of 2,4-D has been known to drift more than 1,000 feet. Whatever the case, it's not fair to expect farmers striving to grow their crops without 2,4-D to shoulder the burden of drift. Walking or cycling to work improves well-being. Walking or cycling to work is better for people's mental health than driving to work, according to new research by health economists at the University of East Anglia and Center for Diet and Activity Research. The report reveals that people who stopped driving and started walking or cycling to work felt better able to concentrate and were less under strain than if they traveled by car. These benefits come on top of the physical health benefits of walking and cycling that are already widely documented. Experts also found traveling on public transport is better for people's psychological well-being than driving. The research team studied 18 years of data and almost 18,000 18 to 65-year-old commuters in Britain. More Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 614936 wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. New drug blocks gene-driving cancer growth. When active, the protein called RAL can drive tumor growth and metastasis in several human cancers, including pancreatic, prostate, lung, colon, and bladder. A study published in the journal Nature uses a novel approach to target the activation of these RAL proteins. When you want to keep an alligator from biting you, you can tie his mouth shut. We took another approach. We put a stick in its mouth to hold it open, says Dan Theodorescu, the study's senior author. The study used sophisticated computer models to examine the structure of the RAL protein in its inactive form, looking specifically for changes in this structure as the protein became active. It turns out that inactive RAL has a cavity that disappears when the protein becomes active. This was the mouth, and now Theodorescu needed the stick. The search for the stick required using a computer to dock 500,000 compounds in this cavity, which resulted in 88 candidate molecules that might bind to inactive RAL and prevent its activation. Further testing evaluated the compound's ability to slow the growth of human cancer cells. One molecule, RBC8, proved most successful. The team then synthesized derivatives of RBC8 for comparison, finding that a compound they labeled BQU57 was quite effective. Next, tests moved to human lung cancer cell models in mice, with the major question being whether cells in an animal model would take up BQU57 in a way that allowed the compound to eventually be a potential drug in cancer patients. In other words, would what worked in a dish also work in an animal? Sure enough, hours after dosing, BQU57 entered tumor tissue. Not only had it entered tumor tissue, but the drug slowed the growth of these tumors. Analysis showed that BQU57 had stopped the activation of RAL in treated tumors. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Check out our website at superhumanradio.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the second hour of Superhuman Radio, where I'm joined by
Well, we know him as the keeper of the flame of physical culture, but apparently he's also the keeper of the key to the cupboard, and that is Brooks Cubic. How you doing, Brooks?
I'm holding that key, and I'm guarding that cupboard.
There you go. Okay, so let's get started at the start. You have been well-established as understanding how to build massive muscle, massive strength for young and old through the dinosaur training protocols and beyond. And everybody knows you as the guy to go to, whether it be hearkening back to the history of physical culture, the forefathers of physical culture, the movements and exercises they performed, and what to do today, what stood the test of time. And now, this is a first for you. You have written a book about nutrition.
Well,
how does it start? Have you been cooking a lot at home? Is that what happened? No.
Well, I mean, you know, you've been over here, and you know that for a number of years I've been gardening, which is, you know, part of the puzzle.
Wait. Saying that Brooks Gardens is kind of like saying MIT is a really good technology school. Brooks's garden could be on the cover of a magazine. It's partitioned. He has individual little, hothouses that he builds over them every year. He grows in the winter and the summer, snow around them, and things are still growing. So saying you garden is really an understatement. But yes, you have an amazing backyard full of food that gives life and strength. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, of course, it's an organic garden, and it's an inexpensive garden in the sense that the food doesn't cost very much. They just cost work, sweat equity, if you will. You know, so that's kind of interesting. But the real answer to your question, how to get into this, I've always been into this in the sense that I've always been interested in physical culture. And to me, physical culture is a combination of strength and health. And it's interesting, I think we may have talked about this on a previous show, but the longest running magazine in the history of physical culture and one of the longest running magazines in the history of the world is the British publication Health and Strength, which started, I think, in 1896 and has been in continuous publication ever since. And still is today. And then you had Bob Hoffman's version of that, where he just flipped the words, and health and strength became, in the United States, strength and health, which started, I think, in like 1934, 1935, and had a run into the 1980s. So the ideas of health and strength building, training for health and strength, training for strength and health, have always been part of physical culture, and they've always been an interest of mine. A lot of people focus on the strength part, which is great. I mean, obviously, you know, I think it's great. I mean, I talk about strength training and progressive strength training, and I've written about that topic quite a bit. But the other part of the piece is health. And building your health, and hopefully, and this becomes more and more important with every year of one's life, building and maintaining lifelong strength and health. And the only way to do that is to combine the right kind of training, the right kind of exercise, with the right kind of diet and nutrition. And by the right kind of diet and nutrition, what I'm talking about, and this is reflected in the title of the book, Knife, Fork, Muscle, you know, I'm talking about real food on your plate that you prepare yourself, you cook yourself, you eat, and it builds what you want, which is strength and health. That's what the book is about, And, you know, so I think it's perfectly in keeping with what I've been doing for a long time.
Well, I was going to say, and the reality is, you know, in your own personal life and people who you've touched either by assisting them reach their own physical goals, there's certain assumptions, right? You know, you got a pair of sneakers. You have two hands to hold the bar. And you understand nutrition, because if you don't understand nutrition, there's no progress in the gym. So the fact that someone is having progress begs the assumption that, okay, so you know what to do in the kitchen to refuel so that you can continue to train. But this is not something that we should assume lightly, because there are a lot of people out there that really don't understand it, do they?
No, there are a lot of people who don't get it. There are a lot of people who make reasonably good progress in the gym almost in spite of themselves. Have we ever talked about Clarence Ross?
No, we've talked about Clarence Thomas, but not, no, go ahead, I'm sorry. I'm just joking. go ahead.
it's like, don't get Carl started, right? No, you know, Clancy Ross, Mr. America back in the 1940s, I think he won the Mr. America title in 45 or 46. One of the top bodybuilders of the 40s and 50s. He beat Steve Reeves. Okay, I mean, I'm talking about someone who was very, very good. And I remember reading an article in one of the Weider magazines when I was a kid. And it was, I believe it was under Larry Scott's byline, but you know, I think probably a ghostwriter was responsible for the article, but I you know, who knows. But anyhow, the article talked about Clarence Ross near the end of his career meeting Larry Scott at the beginning of his career and talking to him about nutrition. And Larry Scott, who trained at Vince Gironda's gym, you know, was really heavy into nutrition, right? Clarence Ross wasn't. He turns out he lived on hot dogs, French fries, and Cokes. At least that's what it said in the magazine. But supposedly he got great nutritional advice from Larry Scott and said he was going to change his ways and move forward to healthy eating. Now, again, I don't know if that's a true story or not, but if it is, it would be an example of someone who got great results on a lousy diet.
Well, look at baseball legend Babe Ruth, who was known to have the hot dog guy come down from the stands to the dugout and eat legendary numbers of hot dogs while he was sitting there. You know, I remember my father telling me a story that, and I'll Google this in a second during the break, but Babe Ruth ate like 25 or 30 hot dogs one day and then belted a home run and then shuffled around the bases. Obviously he didn't run, you know, he did that little Babe shuffle that he does. Yeah. It's like, you know, there's a lot of people out there who can do everything wrong and get great results, but they are the exception. They're not the rule. And the problem is that most of us are the rule.
Well, right. And here's the other point. Babe Ruth being an example. There are people who can break all the rules and get great results for a while,
uh-huh,
but it catches up to them.
That
and remember,
is so
at the
true.
End of his career, you know, the Babe was twice the man he used to be in one sense and half the man he used to be in another sense.
Yes, yes. True. Very, very true. And that's what I say about this sickening population that we have on the globe. There are people who are 40 and 50 pounds overweight, they go to the doctor, and the doctor goes, well, your blood pressure is good, your cholesterol is good. But that's because they're not broken yet. It's like if you took your car, if you bought a brand new car, if you bought a brand new sports car, a little car, and you hooked a Winnebago up to it, and you started driving it all over the country, you may be able to do that for a year. But after a while, And the car may be fine, no creaks, no booms, but then all of a sudden it just goes south because you've put so much stress on it. And so yeah. You're right. Those people seem to be able to handle it for a while. But then they hit the proverbial wall that so many people hit when they do the wrong thing for too long. So here's what we're going to do. Real quick, the book is going to be on a pre-sale. And those of you who want to get this book, you know the type of stuff Brooks Kubik puts out. He doesn't put things out just for the sake of putting things out. He puts his heart and soul and all his intelligence to everything he does. When we come back from the break, we're going to tell you how you can get on the pre-sale list for Brooks Kubik's new book, and it's Knife, Fork, Muscle, or Fork, Knife? No, Knife, Fork, Muscle, right?
Knife, Fork, Muscle.
There you go. And you know what? You buy that book, and then you hit somebody in the head who wants you to watch Forks Over Knives, because Knife, Fork, Muscle trumps Forks Over Knives any day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping. Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, I told this story the other day briefly, but I got to tell it again because it's so important as it relates to the context of this new book. Someone I know contacted me and wanted to know about an anabolic steroid cycle, and he's only 24 years old.
And when I started to dig around to the roots of his desire, he said, you know, I work so many hours and I go to school. He goes, and some days I have just enough time to eat one meal. He goes, I've lost so much muscle and I don't know what to do. And I said, wait a minute. If you take an anabolic steroid and eat like that, you're not going to gain any muscle. Nothing's going to happen. You still have to eat properly. You still have to train properly. You still have to rest properly. Anabolic steroids aren't what politicians make them out to be. You can do everything wrong but take a drug and be a super athlete. You still have to put the time in. You still have to eat the calories. You have to still have to get your protein. And I said to him, at your age, if you started eating right every day for 6 months, you got your 220 grams of protein, you got your carbs, you got your healthy fats, you trained 4 or 5 days a week like you're supposed to, and you got to sleep early, you wouldn't need anabolic steroids. You'd put on 10, 15 pounds of muscle. So really, that old BS story about hard gainers, you know what it comes down to? You know what hard gainers do? They don't eat enough. There's an old saying, if you want to be big, you got to eat big. Am I right or wrong, Brooks?
Well, you've said a lot, and so I have to say that I agree with a lot of what you've said, and in part disagree with some of the other things.
Okay.
Point number one, the young man who doesn't have time to eat, I don't know if he has time to train, probably doesn't have time to sleep, or at least those are the excuses, and he wants to do a cycle of steroids or whatever. Absolutely right. Completely agree with you, Carl. He's not going to gain anything. He's wasting his time. He's wasting his money, and he's being stupid. You know, the things you have to do if you want to make good gains, and I'm talking about gains in strength, gains in muscle, gains in lifting ability, athletic ability, or if we're just talking about whacking the lard lumps, a.k.a. losing flab, if you want to do those things, you have to clean up your training and get your training where it needs to be. You have to get your rest, your recovery, your recuperation where they need to be. You can't go out all night. You can't party. You can't blow off the weekend. You can't get blitzed out of your head all the time. You got to get enough sleep, and you have to do it on a regular basis, and you have to arrange your life in a way that is going to allow growth to occur. So you have to do those things. Then you have to get your nutrition in order. So I think up to this point I'm completely agreeing with everything that you said. The point where I diverge is that for anybody, particularly for older trainees, and perhaps particularly for hard gainers, is that you need to clean up your diet, you need to start eating the right way and the right foods, but you also need to avoid eating the wrong foods. And avoiding eating the wrong foods may be just as important as eating the right foods.
Okay, so discuss that.
Okay.
Now, talk about what you talked about off the air, because I want people to understand why this book is different when it comes from nutrition than any other performance nutrition book that you'll ever find, because this is one of the things you won't hear discussed. Go ahead.
Okay. So, this is something that, amazingly enough, I'm going to share something that is embarrassing because it shows how stupid I was for many years. Okay. Background. When I was a kid, I had severe, virtually crippling allergies and hay fever. Asthma. I At one time, I was under doctor's orders not to go outside and play games with my friends, not to run. I mean, it was ridiculous. And I was allergic to almost everything under the sun. I got a complete battery of allergy tests, you know, those skin prick tests. And, you know, I was allergic to this, allergic to that, yada, yada, yada. I remember one thing that I was allergic to on the skin prick tests was penicillin, which was a very commonly prescribed antibiotic back then.
Right.
Very commonly prescribed, commonly used, and I don't think they tested me for it. I don't remember because I was seven at the time, but you know, it may have been that they said you're allergic to mold, and therefore there are certain drugs you can't take, and penicillin would have been one of those. I'm just not sure. But I remember being told you are allergic to penicillin, and I remember for many years thereafter, a doctor would prescribe penicillin, and I would say allergic to it, can't take it, and the doctor would be surprised. Okay, so I go through life with very, very severe allergies and very, very severe asthma. And as I grow older and I find the muscle magazines, I start to try to do the things that the muscle magazines of the era said to do to get bigger and stronger. And when I started out, I weighed 83 pounds. Okay, I mean, I was a small, tiny, skinny, weak, puny little kid, and I wanted to get bigger and stronger. That was where I was going with my training. Okay, so the magazine said, drink 3 gallons of milk a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did. Guess what happened?
Got sick.
Results were not good.
You got allergies? Did your allergies come back?
I mean, I just got sick. I got sick. I couldn't handle that much milk. Okay. So I tried the other thing that the magazine said. They said, mix up a protein drink. Here's our protein powder. It's made with this wonderful stuff called soybeans.
Right.
Soybeans are magic. Mix it with milk.
Rio Blair's first product was a soy protein powder that gave everyone indigestion and flatulence.
The protein powders, the soy-based protein powders that we grew up with were just absolutely hideous. But we were told, take a cup of protein powder, which basically was all soy powder. Take a cup of your protein powder, put it in, you know, a quart of milk,
or,
you know, whatever. Mix it up, add some raw eggs, throw in some wheat germ oil, throw in some peanut butter. Okay, now, here's the interesting, and what would happen is I would do that, I would mix it up, I would drink it, and Carl, I would be so violently lying on the floor, sick as a dog. You can't imagine. It was ridiculous. I would try special muscle muffins made with wheat germ and brewer's yeast and rice polishings and mix them up, and they're full of B vitamins and they're good for you. And the same thing would happen. Okay, well. Eventually, I realized that those foods were not healthy for me, that I couldn't digest them. They'd make me sick, so I stopped eating them. What I now realize and what I now understand and something that I address in the book because most people don't know about this and it doesn't get a lot of coverage in the Iron Game is that what was coming into play was an allergy issue.
Mm-hmm.
There are 8 foods that are responsible for 90% of all food allergies.
Okay, and we need to take a break so that you can talk about those 8 foods on the other side. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
Okay, so let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, Brooks will reveal the 8 foods. You may be eating them already. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So Brooks was just about to unload on us and give us the 8 foods that cause the greatest degree of allergic reaction. But before we do that, we have to give a shout out to somebody who wanted to listen to the show today but couldn't because he had to attend a funeral. And that is Jason Duckett. He will be downloading the show later and listening to the show. Sorry for your loss, okay? Anyway, getting back to the discussion here, what are the 8 foods?
Well, keep in mind, remember what the muscle magazines were telling us to eat, and telling us to eat in massive quantities.
Can I guess?
Take a guess.
Okay, commercially produced dairy, commercially produced eggs have to be on the top two.
Absolutely.
I would say wheat.
Yep.
Soy, of course.
Of course.
So that's four. Give me a second. Let me think about this. I think that's it. That's all I've got.
Okay. Well, add peanuts, peanut butter.
Oh, there you go. Right. Yep. Peanut butter sandwiches before bed. Yeah.
Yep. Or peanut butter in your protein shake.
Right.
Tree nuts.
Right.
Fish. Shellfish.
Interesting.
Okay. And you've also got brewer's yeast. Look at me. I'm allergic to molds. I'm allergic to yeast. I'm allergic to penicillin. And guess what? You give me brewer's yeast, you know, a spoonful of brewer's yeast for those healthy B vitamins, or you put it in my vitamin tablet. And all back then, almost all the vitamin tablets used brewer's yeast as the source of inexpensive B vitamins. I'm sitting on the toilet for, like, you know, hours.
But now, how does this impact muscle gains?
Okay. Well, it impacts muscle gains this way. If you're sick, you can't digest your food. So you're taking in all this extra food. You're eating massive quantities of food, but it's not doing any good. It's just making you sick. It's going right out the body. You're flushing it out. You're not digesting, assimilating, metabolizing it. That's part of it. The other thing is, if your stomach is upset because of the food that you're eating, you're not going to be training hard. You're not going to be doing squats. You're not going to be doing deadlifts. If you are, you're not going to be using heavy weights. You're not going to be pushing those reps. You're not going to be going balls to the wall. You're going to be taking it easy. The other thing that's going to happen, you're going to have headaches. You're not going to feel as aggressive. You won't be able to concentrate as well. You won't be able to focus, because food allergies and food intolerances affect not only the physical self, but the mental and emotional self. You know, we've got the book Wheat Belly, right? And talks about the effect of wheat, particularly the modern hybrid varieties of wheat, on the physical body. But then you've also got the book Grain Brain, which talks about the effect of the same kind of wheat, modern hybrid wheat, on the brain, the mind, okay? And again, assume you may not have a severe food allergy, but if you have even a minor degree of intolerance to, I'll pick milk, to conventional dairy, and someone says you've got to drink 2 quarts of milk a day in order to gain muscle mass, and you run out and start doing that, And before, you'd only been having 1 or 2 glasses a day. If you have any kind of a problem with conventional dairy, that diet is going to knock you on your rear end.
Well, and there's another
aspect. You will not be able to do anything.
There's another aspect to this. If you have an allergic reaction to something, then it's also causing low-grade chronic inflammation. And low-grade chronic inflammation has been implicated with cellular crosstalk inhibition. And what do you think happens when muscle fibers are synthesizing new proteins to grow? They have to communicate with each other. And if you have some low-grade chronic inflammation, you may not see the results that you're looking for in the gym.
That's absolutely true. And a diet that is high in allergenic foods, it is inherently going to be a very inflammatory diet. It's going to be a very unhealthy diet, and in many cases, it will also be, get this, an estrogenic diet. Shut down the male hormones. One of the symptoms that has been associated with food allergy, and the allergy people have known about this for years, but it really hasn't filtered into the physical culture world, is low libido, lack of virility in men, and infertility in women.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, so if you start tying this all together, you're saying, okay, wait a minute, I'm taking someone's advice that they're throwing out there because it's the standard traditional advice. You know, eat, lots of dairy to gain weight. But what I'm not recognizing is that there are a lot of people who can't tolerate dairy, And maybe it's not that much of a problem if they just have a little bit, but when they go overboard on it, and all of the traditional nutritional advice for weight training, bodybuilding, weightlifting, it's always go overboard. It's massive amounts of food. And what I would say is be very, very careful about doing that, because if we run into food allergy and food intolerance territory, then we've got some real problems. And the problems are compounded by virtue of the fact that the food, conventional food, in the modern industrial world is completely filled with chemicals. Estrogenic chemicals, inflammation-causing chemicals, and allergenic chemicals. And so if you're taking in massive amounts of food, for example, if you start, you know, if you say, okay, well, I'm not going to get massive amounts of protein from milk. I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to have 3 pounds a day of meat that I go down to the grocery store and buy. It's conventional beef.
Yeah, fed grain, right?
Fed grain, and it has antibiotic residues and hormone residues. What am I now doing? I'm basically filling myself full of drugs.
And all the things you're trying to avoid, you're getting secondhand because they're trapped in the meat that you're eating.
That's absolutely right. And again, we're living in a world where people eat large amounts of food. If you're carrying around a lot of extra muscle mass, or if you were trying to gain a lot of extra muscle mass, and you're training hard and heavy, you know, you're not sitting on the couch flipping the remote, which is great. You're training. You're out there in the gym and you're doing everything you need to be doing, and that's great. But it increases your appetite, and you eat more, and that's fine if you're eating quality foods, the right kind of foods. If you're eating the wrong kind of food, low quality food, food that, you know, is a chemical laboratory, a chemical smorgasbord, then what you think may be doing the right things for your strength and health may be doing exactly the wrong things for your strength and health.
Yeah. Brooks, can you tell us how to get the book in a minute?
Sure.
Good. No, I mean in 1 minute before we go into the break.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to go to a break. No, the book is Knife, Fork, Muscle. We're doing a pre-publication special. The order page is on my website, www.brookskubik.com, brookskubik.com. That's the only place that you can get it. And as I said, we're doing a pre-publication special. When we fill the orders after the book is printed, we're going to shoot them out. Everyone who signs up during the pre-pub special is going to get not one but two special bonuses. And Trudy and I are arm wrestling about what those are going to be. She has some favorites. I have some favorites. We'll probably end up flipping a coin or drawing straws or something. But you're going to get the book and the two bonuses and lots of incredibly valuable, incredibly good information.
Go to BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com today to check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Brooks Kubik about his new book, Fork, Knife, Muscle. That's the truth, because what you do in the gym is to stimulate growth, but you can't grow if you're not eating. And as Brooks points out, just one of the things covered in his book is eating the right foods that promote an environment for health and growth. Most people don't talk about these things. What else will people learn in the book, Brooks?
Well, something that I learned that was really, really interesting was the link between conventional foods and food allergies and avoiding food allergies and associated problems by using organic foods. And, for example, found a doctor, a man named Richard McCarnis, British physician who in the 1950s wrote what became a best-selling book called Eat Fat and Grow Slim, which is one of the classic, you know, low-carb diet books. It was, you know, basically Atkins before Dr. Atkins. Sold 1.5 million copies or more worldwide. Great little book. So McCarnis travels to North America because he's looking for a North American publisher for his book, and lands in Toronto and he meets a man called Dr. Ray Lawson, who was a surgeon who worked with the Canadian Arctic Air Surgery Unit or some such name. And basically what they did was if someone in a remote location in the Arctic needed surgery, they would put Dr. Lawson or one of the other surgeons on a plane and, you know, fly out to wherever and, you know, do the surgery out in the, you know, out on the ice caps. So Dr. Lawson was very familiar with the Eskimo, and he had a theory that the traditional Eskimo diet, the ancestral diet, the Stone Age diet followed by the Eskimo, which was essentially all meat and all fish, was a very healthy diet and was a cancer-free diet. So he's talking about dietary issues with Dr. McCarnes, the low-carb doctor, and they are joined by another physician who says to McCarnes, I'm surprised that in your book, which I greatly enjoyed, I'm surprised that you didn't talk about the food allergy side of carbohydrates. And Dr. McCarnes says, I don't know what you're talking about. Can you tell me? And it turns out that this doctor's brother-in-law was a man named Ted Randolph, who was a premier allergist working in Chicago. And he had basically figured out the connection between food allergies and chemical allergies and just a host of illnesses. And Dr. McCarnes cut short his search for a publisher, and instead of going to New York to talk to publishers, he went to Chicago and stayed with Dr. Randolph and learned all about food allergies and elimination diets and so on. Here's one of the interesting tidbits from that. Back in the 1950s, Dr. Randolph, allergy expert in Chicago, discovered through using elimination diet protocols that a lot of his patients had difficulty with many different foods if they were conventional foods. But if they had an organic version of the same food, they were fine. And it was so much of a problem and so consistent a solution that he eventually personally searched out an organic farmer and made arrangements for that man to deliver fresh organic fruits, vegetables, eggs, meat, possibly dairy, although I'm not sure about that, to his patients in Chicago back in the early 1950s.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that ought to be something that anyone who writes about health and fitness and diet puts on page one. I had never known that.
I didn't either. I'm thinking to myself, I didn't realize they had the issue with organics back then in the 50s.
Yeah, and you know, I have read so much about this. You know, as I grew up reading about it, just studying this stuff as a kid, and I never, ever saw this. I mean, when I read it, you know, it was one of those things where I almost fell out of my chair, and I said, "Wow, this is a missing link. This is huge, and this is something that we've got to share with people. You know, because this, you know, this is truly a key. And gosh, it's been around for so long. It's been in the public domain, but it's not been where those of us in the physical culture community have been looking, you know. So that's the kind of thing that I tried to pull together and put in the book.
Do you also have food templates in there for people to make it easy for them to choose how to prepare meals or to eat?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I've got menu plans. I've got lots of different discussions. You know, and I've tried to make it apply to a broad variety of people, because I understand that, you know, we're all different, we're coming from different places, but most of all, you know, we're all different because of what we can handle food-wise. Dr. McCarnes went back to England And he switched from being a GP to being a psychiatrist. He went back to school. He got advanced, you know, he got advanced training, and he started to use the food allergy approach to matters of mental health. On one occasion, he had a young woman who had been cutting her wrist, was violent towards her children, just horrible, horrible problems. They had tried every psychiatric drug that they could try. They had done, I believe, two courses of electroshock therapy, many hospitalizations. Nothing helped. The doctors discussed her case, and they said there's nothing to do but a lobotomy.
Oh.
Lobotomy, okay? McCarnis says, let me try an elimination diet. He finds eight foods that triggered a reaction. And in some cases, the reaction was so severe that she would almost jump up and run out of the room to try to find something to cut herself. And these were things like coffee, tea, oatmeal, pork, tongue, veal, and one other, I forget which. Now, think about that for a second and answer this question. Can you think of a standard diet that would help her?
Yeah, a ketogenic diet to some degree. Well, a I don't know. I mean, I guess lacto-vegetarian diet? I don't know.
Well, if you put her on a ketogenic diet but you let her eat pork, she'd have a reaction.
Right.
If you let her have coffee on any diet, she'd have a reaction. If you put her on a vegetarian diet or a vegan diet and gave her oatmeal, she'd have a reaction.
Yeah.
There's
no one diet that would help her. You're right.
Yeah. Reading a lot of case histories like that and thinking that through, you're like, okay, you know, these are issues where people need to take personal responsibility and figure out their own personal chemistry in order to get good results from any kind of diet. And that's one reason why you can't have a this is one size fits all. And I think it's one reason, too, why so many people who try and really work at, they really, really try hard, a one-size-fits-all diet are unsuccessful. I think it's because of the allergy and the intolerance issue that just doesn't get discussed, doesn't get looked at. I think because it complicates things.
Yeah.
And you can't sell a diet book. You can't sell a diet by making it complicated. You have to make it simple.
So this book covers this, folks. This book covers how you can come up with your own personal diet that works for you, that enhances health, enhances muscle growth. You can get the pre-release copy. I'm putting it in my blog right now, Brooks Kubik's new book, Knife, Fork, Muscle. If you go to Brooks's website, you have to go to the Dino Products link at the top, and then the very first thing on the list is Knife, Fork, Muscle, the new book. Well, go to my blog at superhumanradio.com, and you'll find the link right to it. It'll be up there in moments. Great, 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 great book. Great contribution. It's about time. It's about time that you did this.
Thank you.
You know that? And I think it's going to be a great contribution. Stay with me for a second. I also want to thank Dr. Ilya Stambler for coming on all the way from Israel to talk about the history of life extensionism. His book is at superhumanradio.com. Go check that out. Tomorrow's Thursday. We'll have Ken O'Neill on for the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. You don't want to miss that. Brooks, thanks for being on the air today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you, Carl.
Talk to you soon. Okay, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye. Thank you for listening.